Hello, everybody. This is Alfonso from Studio Comics, creator of Night Spike, and feature on the movie Heroes Manufactured. And right now, you are listening We Got the Geek.
We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
All right, this is Jay Stu. I am here with the lovely Sarah J. We're here at the Hamilton Comic Con. First time for you, third time for me.
Yes.
We run into a couple awesome artist friends of ours. We have Kyle and Jason.
Hello.
They've been on the show before, but now they have a new venture we want to talk to them about. So tell us about what's going on, kids.
Oh, well, we actually officially started our own studio.
Officially.
Yay!
Officially. Yes, we did.
Yes.
And the name of the new studio is?
Tri-City Studios, since myself, Kyle, and Stefan all live within the Kitchener-Waterloo area.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, it's very cool. More freedom with this project?
Yes.
For sure.
We're able to work more together, seeing as our old studio, we did a lot together as the three already.
Yeah.
Now we're doing even more together.
That's good.
So, I mean, we're all collaborating and we're all putting it actually under the Tri-City banner.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. I mean, we've seen you at a bunch of shows. Niagara Falls, I think, was the last time we saw you guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Niagara Falls was our last show with our
former studio.
Former studio.
Okay. Oh, you guys were together at Cambridge with Tri-City, though.
Yes. Cambridge, I think, was
for your birthday party. Your celebration.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, that's right. Windsor was our first debut show?
Yes.
Yeah, Windsor was our first debut Comic-Con with the Tri-City banner.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we had all three artists there, too, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
All right on. How's your Hamilton experience been like today so far?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
Pretty steady, actually.
Yeah.
It hasn't been too overwhelming, but it hasn't been slow.
Right.
You get those big rushes and slow, nice slow period, then big rush again.
Yeah.
Keeps us on our feet, that's for sure.
Cool. Were you guys looking forward to any of the celebrities today?
Just mostly the Power Ranger guys. That's basically it for me.
Yeah, he's on this goal to get all the original Power Rangers signatures.
Okay.
Right? I've already got 4 of the 6, so I'm just waiting for the blue one now, really. That's the hardest one to get.
Here, I'll look like an idiot compared to these guys. I met one of the guys from Power Rangers Dino Riders.
That's close enough.
Fair enough. Isn't it Dino Thunder?
Dino Thunder. Yeah. I'll tell you this, and I'll admit this to you now. Danielle and I interviewed the guy, and neither of us had seen an episode of Power Rangers ever. So it was an interesting interview.
That's great. Was it Jeff or Kevin?
It was Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin Duhaney, yeah. It was hilarious.
That's great.
Dino Thunder? Oh, yeah.
See, plenty of geek cred here with these guys.
I'm more interested. I mean, there's no one here I'm really after. It was just like Fan Expo this year. There was no one I went there to see. Year before, obviously, I went to see Stan Lee. That was my biggest goal, right? But, I mean, if there is someone I would meet, it would be Ernie Hudson.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? I've met him a couple times, but I haven't gotten a photo with him or a signature off of him. So that's really the only person today I've met.
That's cool. Where are you guys going to be next? What do you got coming up?
Probably our closest next one would be the Burlington Toy Con.
Okay.
Yeah, we were kind of hoping to at least have one of our members at every Toy Con.
Well, that's cool.
Burlington. We are doing the New Year's Day show, too, in Kitchener.
Oh, cool. We were thinking about going to that one.
So we'll be there. And then right now it's kind of just booking for the new season. We're trying to get into the Fan Day for Toronto.
Oh, cool.
And then we're going to get into the Toronto Comic-Con already as well.
That's a good one.
So go for the bigger shows in the early spring and Christmas time. That's for sure.
Yeah. And where can folks go online to check out all your wonderful things?
Well, we do have our own now Facebook page, Tri-City Studio. We also do have a website as well that you can go to, www.triforcearmy.com.
Cool.
There you can subscribe, join our email list, and essentially join the Triforce.
Right on.
And we do have an online store on there where you can purchase product as well. What we decided, though, as a studio, our online store prices are a little bit more. Therefore, at our show, prices are cheaper. We do only do the 10 or 3 for 20 prints here. Online, it's $15 for every print. There's no deals on it. So gets the fans to meet us.
Yes.
And that's what we want. We want to know our fans. But, and that's for sure.
It's well worth the cash. You both do a lot of great work.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, too, we're also doing the Hurricane Relief Initiative, too, through our studio till December. 50% of all commission work is going to the relief effort down south for the hurricanes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so we're doing 40 to 60 for any bus pictures on sketch covers or 8.5 by 11s, 60 to 80 on same thing sketch covers, or 8.5 by 11s for full character with background detail. And that's entirely up to the people. I mean, if they want it penciled, inked, colored, that's up to them.
Oh, nice. And, like, so you're doing art for hurricane relief, and honestly, you're probably doing more than Trump would ever do. So, you know.
Yes. Well, we want to help out, right, in some way.
Yeah.
We want to show, like, we're not just here for the money. We give, you know,
give back
to the community, right? We care about our fans, right?
It's good.
And that's what we want to show our fans, right?
Very cool. Well, guys, we appreciate you talking to us.
No problem.
We wish you luck with the new venture.
Yeah.
And I know we'll keep seeing you guys at these shows, and that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely keep following us on our Facebook and our website, because we are having many comic books that are coming out. Each artist is working on one, as well as a children's book coming as well. So definitely keep an eye out for that stuff too.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.